I'd like to welcome every one of us once again into the presence of the Lord this morning. Please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, welcome to the presence of the Lord. Welcome to the presence of the Lord. This month, the Lord will visit you and will give you testimony that will bring glory to his name. In the name of Jesus. I'd like us to continue today from where we stopped last Sunday. Last Sunday, we start talking about what? It's time to what? It is time to sow. I would like to wrap it up today. And I'd like us to read the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 23. Let's start from 1 Samuel. We're reading two scriptures. 1 Samuel chapter 22. 1 Samuel 22, 1 and 2. And then we'll read 2 Samuel 23 and verse 1. 1 Samuel 22, 1 and 2. And then we'll read 2 Samuel 23 and 1. 1 Samuel 22, verse 1 and verse 2. David, talking about King David now, therefore departed hence and escaped to the cave Adullam, where his brethren and all his father's house had it. They went down thither to him. Verse 2. And I want you to pay attention to this scripture here. And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, unto David, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Samuel 23 and verse 1. They're talking about David there when he was wrapping up his journey. The Bible says in that 2 Samuel 23 and verse 1, now this be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, the man who was raised up, where? On high. The anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Please tell your neighbor again and say, neighbor, it is time to sow. It is time to sow. Last Sunday, we talked about, for each and every one of us, what must you and I do? What are the principles that we must employ in order to be able to sow? And I specify that it is not just enough for you to know that there is a next level for you. It is not just enough for you to know that I am supposed to sow. It is just not enough for you to know that this year, for us in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Bethel Assembly, the Lord is causing us to sow. That knowledge, if it is not put to use, if you don't do anything about it, it will continue to be head knowledge. Praise God. And we talk about three spiritual principles. If you want to begin to sow, the first one, who can remind us? You must walk in the spirit. We are spiritual beings. And so if we say we are spiritual, then you and I must what? Must walk in the spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 talks about it. You and I, we are spiritual. We must walk in the spirit so that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. In verse 25 of that same Galatians, he says, if you and I live in the spirit, we must now do what? Walk in the spirit. So don't just tell me it's time for us to begin to sow. I need to see you sowing. Amen. Number two, we also said you must walk in the word. When you know what the word says, the word in itself is, and I explain this, the scripture is full of historical context. The scripture is full of promises, and it's also prophecies. It's not just enough for you to know what the scripture says, but it's important for you to walk in the word. Are we together? And number three, I also mentioned you must do what? Wait upon the Lord for empowerment. You cannot sow if you are not empowered. Amen. We talk about the man, Elisha. He received double portion of the anointing from his master, Elijah, before he started his ministry. Praise the Lord. Now, I would like to continue today, and I want to focus on other side of this principle. The three principles that we talk about, all of these are what? Spiritual principles. Praise God. But today, I want us to focus on what I will refer to as, you know, the physical principle. You don't just talk about something. There are certain components that are spiritual, but there are also certain components that are physical. You need to take physical step. Praise God. So please tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, once again, it is time for you to begin to sow. It is time for you to begin to sow. The first principle that I want to talk about, I'm trying to distinguish them now. We talked about spiritual principle last week, but today I want us to focus on the physical principle. For someone that wants to sow, you know that this is what has been said. This is what the word said. But what do I need to do physically now, not just spiritually? Number one is what I will refer to as mentoring and training. Praise God. Praise God. The ego, like I said, we'll talk about the ego believer. We'll start a series next month. Before an ego can take flight, there are so many things that must have happened in the background. The ego does not build their nest on a tree. How many of us have casually just seen an eagle's nest somewhere on a tree? No. The ego build their nest where? Up on high. High in the mountain. Praise God. And the way the ego train their children, there is the school of flight for pilots, correct? That will fly an aeroplane. Certain training. And if for any reason you happen to be on the flight and the pilot tells you, I am not licensed, but I will try, how many of you will not deplane? Praise God. Now, what we are saying is this. There is need for mentoring and training. Praise God. We talk about David. And when we look at the life of this man, in that first Samuel chapter 22, amen, the Bible talks about the certain type of people that came to David. Amen. Those who are in debt, those who are what? Discontented. People that thought, well, we had no hope. People that has no training. People that has nowhere to go. Praise God. And he became a captain over them. Where I'm going is this. It does not matter what you are going through in life. That is not an excuse. Look at the set of people here that came to David. People who are in distress, who are in debt, who are discontent about the economy, discontent about immigration policy, discontent about everything in life. We don't even know what this government is doing. They now look for a leader. They look for a mentor. Beloved, let me emphasize this. In life, you need to look at the scripture. What is the picture of who God wants you to be, and who can you look forward to as a mentor in the scripture? But also, you need to physically look for a mentor. Now let's go back to Elisha and Elijah. And I mentioned this. Elijah was a man of God, correct? How many of us remember the captain and his 50? Praise God. Elijah was on the mountaintop having fellowship. And this man showed up. The king said, you should come down. What happened? He says, if I be a man of God, let fire. For disturbing his fellowship, he called down fire. And Elisha here is looking up to this man to mentor him. What kind of patience do you think Elisha must have? You just saw your master call down fire. Not once, twice. The third captain says, man of God, they sent me on an errand, but I am also wise. Please, let my life and that of these 50 be precious in your sight. There is need for us to understand that what you want to do in life, others have already gone ahead of you. Others have already achieved results in that particular field. And so there is need for you to find mentors who can train you. Someone who wants to be a pilot will not go and look for a carpenter to train them. Are we together? You want to be an engineer. You are not going to go and look for I remember the story of this same man, Elisha. And I mentioned it during the video. Do you know that there are other sons of the prophets? When the scripture uses sons of the prophet, that means they have the calling of the prophet, correct? They are probably in the school of, maybe in the seminary. But do you know Elisha was not one of them? Praise God. Where I'm going to, beloved, is this. The Lord is saying we're going to soar like the eagle. I don't want you to let it remain a promise. You need to look for a mentor. Praise God. You need to what? Look for a mentor. Now, let me also rephrase. Every one of us are not going to be prophets. Every one of us are not going to be pastors. In fact, if all of us wants to be pastors, there is a problem. Who is going to fund the church? Who is going to be in the prayer team? Who is going to be in the welfare team? Everybody has their own ministry. Praise God. I'm sure you saw the composition of people that Jesus put together as his disciple to mentor them. Hello? We have the one that kept the purse. That even though Jesus knew he was stealing, he still kept him there. Amen. We have another one that is a firebrand. Peter. He drew out a sword. He said, you want to take my master? He was ready to fight. And Jesus told him, no, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Now, what I'm saying is this. All of these people, there are certain traits that they all have, but they were mentored by Lord Jesus Christ. Now, going back to our text, all of these people who are discontent, who does not have any hope in life, they all gathered to David. And the scripture says, David mentored them. He became a captain over them. Now, when we're talking about mentoring, we're talking about training. What are the things that you can learn from the life of that person? But let me ask us this. How many of us, in looking at either your professional career or your business, how many of us actually have a mentor? Hello, church. Have a mentor. And I mean someone that you, it doesn't have to be every time. Maybe once in a month, you periodically check in with them. This is how I'm doing. What advice do you have for me? How many of us? Because we focus mostly on the spiritual. Oh yes, I know we're spiritual beings. But you know that in life, and I've said this again, God help men through men. If Elisha has not been mentored by Elijah, there is no way he will have received double portion of the anointing of God upon the life of Elijah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 144. Ah, barika shika poska palia. Give me verse 1. It said, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. How many of us know that David was a warrior? And as a result of that, the Lord told him, you have shed too much blood. But do you know that this same man, David, as a warrior, he left a legacy of victory for the nation Israel. Go back to that Second Samuel. Look at chapter 22 and verse 35. Holy Spirit. Now, this is David talking about what God does. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. Now, when such a man mentors you, who do you think you are going to become? A warrior, correct? All right. We'll get to that later. What I'm trying to emphasize is this. You need a mentor that can guide you spiritually, that can mentor you physically, that can provide guidance. You want to soar in life. You want to do whatever it is that the Lord has called you to do. And I remember using the example of Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. God was preparing her womb. If Mary had been mentored, how many of us know Anna the prophetess? What was she doing in the temple? Praying for the coming of Jesus. She wanted to pray Jesus. Now, if Anna the prophetess has mentored Mary, what would be the advice and instruction? Pray and stay single. Keep yourself. Correct? She would not have been able to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you need to find the correct mentor. Are we together? If Joseph, as a Joseph, if you are mentored by Elisha, Joseph will not learn anything about economics. How to do management in prison. All they will be asking for is anointing to call down fire. Are we together? You need to find the right mentor depending on your mandate. What is the call of God for your life? Now, every time we use this word mandate, everybody assumes we are talking about spiritual things. No. Your own as a teacher. If you work in the healthcare, it does not matter which field. That is your platform. Is it everybody that will have the pulpit as a platform? No. Whatever God has called you to, that is your mandate. And so you need to find mentor so that you will not have to struggle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You want to soar like the eagle. And beloved, everything is not only about spiritual. Certain things are physical and it's not going to change. Jesus literally called his 12 disciples. And he did what? He mentored them. He trained them. Same thing, David brought all these people together. And he began to train and mentor them. Let's move on. Number two. We're talking of principles for soaring high. Physical principles. Number one, you need to do what? You need to find the right mentor. You see, the principle of mentoring and training, even in our generation, has not been in vogue. And that's why you see so many anomalies, because people are not accountable to anyone. As a Christian, let me beseech you by the mercies of God, find a mentor in life, in your profession. Do you know that some mentors might not even be Christians? And they will give you principles that will cause you to soar in that your particular career. Church, are we together? Yes, I don't want you at the end of this year to keep talking about, oh, it's time for us to soar. We all must see ourselves where? Up there at the top. Whatever you need to do, do. Number two. It's what I will call the principle. You see, I'm trying to find a way to phrase this so that it makes sense to the context. You need to wait for your appointed time. You see, the waiting here, Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The waiting here has more to do with you waiting to finish your training. Are we together? Wait. If someone goes to the school to go and study, will they be given a certificate of completion if they did not complete that course? No. You need to wait for your appointed time. Everyone alive will be given an opportunity that is called a Kairos moment. If you don't wait, when your Kairos moment comes, everybody will see that this guy is not prepared. He's not ready. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. In the place of waiting, what are you doing? You are building strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But the Bible says, if you now faint in the day of adversity, that means you've not waited enough. Your strength is small. You did not wait for your appointed time. How many of us also remember when David was running away from Saul? He got to a point that he had the opportunity to kill Saul. In fact, all his men, they encouraged him. They said, Master, the Lord has delivered your enemy into your hands. You don't need to do anything. Just say the word. We will strike him down. And David told them, touch not the anointed of the Lord. I know I'm going to become the king, but my time, my appointed time, has not come. There is need for us as believers to wait for God's appointed time. I know we have the promise of higher ground, soaring high, but you need to wait for your appointed time. Elisha, I believe in talking about Elisha and Elijah now. Before Elijah was taken up to heaven, in 2 Kings chapter 2, I think it's in verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 2, I believe in verse 1. Yes. It came to pass when the Lord will have taken up Elijah into heaven. But Elijah went with Elisha from where? From Gilgal. Now, what Elijah told Elisha is this: the Lord is sending me somewhere. And look at his response in verse 2. He says, it does not matter where God is sending you to. I am going to what? I am going to go with you. Now, what if he had said, I'm done with this man. I don't even know. I have waited and waited and served. The Bible used the word, Elisha is the man that poured water on the hand of Elijah. Correct? To show you literally what he was doing, serving. And this man now knows it's time for him to go to heaven. He's not telling me to wait. How many of us will not declare that, yes, it's time to go and start my own ministry? You need to wait for your appointed time. Because if he had left, no, he would not have received the empowerment to fulfill that ministry. You want to soar like the eagle, you need to wait on the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything. To every what? Everything does not exclude anything. There is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise God. Let's move on. One more, and then we're going to pray. Now, I use a specific word earlier. These principles are not spiritual. They are physical. You need to literally go and find a mentor. Are we together? And when you find that mentor, you need to wait. Waiting means stay until God tells you it is time. Number 3, and then we're going to pray. It's what I will call the principle of taking action. When it is time to step out, it is not a time to now begin to what? To do too much talking. It is time to step out in faith. Take action. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 23, let's start from verse 8. Let's start from verse 8. Now, I will give you a picture. I gave us a picture earlier. All the men that gathered to David, correct? The one discontented, the one that is what? In debt. People that look down on themselves as though they amounted to nothing. Now, look at what God used this man. How he used to build these same people. The Bible says, now these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. Where the scripture referred to them as mighty men. Were they called as mighty men from the beginning? Mentoring. The Tachmonites start to now list the resume of them one by one. He was the chief among them. He lifted up his spear against 800 and he slew them at one time. Who was David? A man of praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 9. After him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, one of the three mighty men with David. The Bible says, when the Philistine defied Israel to battle and everybody was gone away, verse 10, only this man stood. He arose, he smote the Philistine until his hands was weary and his hand clave to the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned only to spoil. When it is time for you to sow, you need to take action. Was he waiting for all the other company, all his other colleagues to come and join him? He says, no, I am going to defend this place until others will come, even with my life, training. When you are trained and you are led by the Spirit, the empowerment will come to sow. The next verse. The Bible also talks about the third person here, Shammah, the son of Agi, the Ararite.
the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, and there was a piece of land, ground full of lentils. And how many fled? Everyone ran away from the Philistine. Look at verse 12. And this man stood in the midst and defended it with his life. The Bible says he slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Where did they all start from? Men that were in debt, discontented, who has no hope. But they stayed with David. He mentored them. There was another incident. I believe it's in that same, go down to verse 15. David said something. The garrison of the Philistine was then and David longed. He says, oh, that one will give me of the water of the well in Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And at that time, that well is in the territory of the Philistine. Amen. Verse 16. Now look at what these three men did. The next verse, please. Let's move on. And the three mighty men break. Now, did David ask them to go? What did he say? He says, oh, that one, when it is your Kairos moment, when it's time for you to take action, it is not a time to begin to speak in tongues again. There are some of us, the Lord has prepared you and trained you. It's time for you to take flight. And there is an opportunity. And they said, bring your resume. And you are still praying over it. Hello, church. Somebody wants to give you a job. They said, bring your resume. God has granted you open up. And I'm not saying you cannot pray. But you see, when it's time to step out, Joseph, when he stood before Pharaoh to interpret Pharaoh's dream, after he had finished interpreting the dream, if he had said to Pharaoh, oh king, I don't have an idea how you are going to solve this problem. Do you know what Pharaoh would have done? They would have given him gift and would have sent him back to the prison. But he says, no, I know this is my Kairos moment. I've been prepared for this day. Oh king, this is what you need to do. Look for a man that know economics and will start to plan, long-term plan. During the 7 years of plenty, we'll begin to put things in the storehouse. When it is time to take action, it is not a time for you to slack. It is not a time for you. There are Kairos moments in life. And when a man misses his Kairos moment, sometimes, unfortunately, that person may have to wait 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years. Please, let's rise up. Holy Spirit. We know what the word says. But how many of us are ready to take step? It is time to sow. And let me emphasize, as a believer, it is not a sin to look for a mentor. Somebody that can guide and direct you. So that you will not have to struggle by yourself. I know you have ideas, but there are people who can guide you in your professional life. There are people who has gone ahead of you that can give you insight. I still remember today, one of my first manager, the way she mentored us, there were three of us, and the two others, they felt, you know, she's just too strict, and they were not doing it. And every time I have to be away, they needed at least three people to cover the same thing that I'm doing. Longevity and relevance. I repeat, longevity and relevance. not only in your spiritual life, but in your career, depends on what? On your training. If you don't know, you don't know. I'm sure we all know the workplace is not a place where you can do trial and error. You need to find a mentor. And when you find a mentor, you need to wait for your appointed time. Ah, I still remember again, the same people went to go and tell our senior manager that, oh, this person doesn't know anything. And the man was wondering, every time this person is around, I don't hear anything. But whenever he's not around, there are issues and they can't fix it. When you wait for your appointed time, God is the one that will lift you up. And when it is time to take action, when it is time to step out in faith, don't hesitate. There is always a kairos moment. Please, I would like you to pray. I'd like you to pray for yourself. I don't know which area of your life the Spirit of the Lord is ministering to you. Go ahead and talk to the Lord to come and help you. Ask that the Lord will come and help you. Ask that the Lord will come and help you. Ask that the Lord will come and help you. It is time for me to sow. That's what your word says. What are the things that I need to do? Lord, help me. If you have not even given your life to Christ, your own prayer would be the prayer of salvation. Help by the Spirit of the Lord is available when you are in relationship with the Lord. Please talk to the Lord, beloved. Ask that the Lord will open your eyes to true and real mentors for your destiny. Ask him that he will grant you the grace to be able to wait for your appointed time. They that wait upon the Lord. And ask him to help you to take step. To step out in faith when your kairos moment arrives. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to thank you this morning for the entrance of your word. Thank you for every of these, your children. Lord, we want to thank you for the third month. We want to thank you for the end of this 50 days prayer and fasting. Father, I ask, we refuse to be hearers and readers of your promises alone. We want to be doers. And so I ask for grace for every of my hearer. Grant unto them in the name of Jesus. The grace to look up to Jesus. The grace to be able to find the right mentor. The grace to be able to stand and wait for the appointed time. The grace to be able to step out in faith when the kairos moment arrives. Released upon us in the name of Jesus. I speak to the destiny of someone. Listen. Every mistake and errors of the past, mistakes and errors in your foundation, by the blood of Jesus, I erase them. Amen. I blot them out. Amen. I decree, receive mercy. Mistakes and errors of the past that can limit your soaring, receive mercy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I speak to the destiny of someone. The Lord will help you. Amen. To be able to fulfill your dream of greatness. Amen. The Lord will help you. Amen. To be able to fulfill that dream of greatness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, we are praying.